Spring Guild's Rock Station, Q102. I'm Shadow, and I've got a guest in the studio.
A bigger Shadow.
He's a sizable guest. His name is Billy Gunn.
he's my bigger Shadow.
AEW. Yeah.
Yes.
Coming to Springfield on the 24th.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Yes.
So I got a question. So when did AEW come about?
AEW came about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, about 4 years ago.
And
yeah,
this...
so it was a startup company by Tony Khan. He's a huge fan at first, and then, you know, he wanted to do this, and he made something crazy good.
Yeah.
I think that's always how it works, right? We have a dream. We always have a dream of doing something, and my dream has come reality. Now he has, you know, a huge wrestling company in AEW.
So I told you as you walked in, I'm wrestling dumb.
You know what's funny?
What?
Is so am I.
Oh.
But I feel that we both fake it really well.
Yeah, yeah. We both know how to wing it.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, and not only, you don't have to be wrestling smart, right? We just kind of let it rip.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything about a rock station either, but I just pretend.
But
I
you
do.
Could probably be a DJ if somebody
well,
just showed you how
feel,
to do it.
Yeah, but I don't really feel I have a radio voice.
I think you have
because
a radio voice.
Because I go in spurts.
Oh.
Like, doing this, like, for 4 or 5 hours? Yeah, no. For 10, 15 minutes, I'm money.
Technically, with all the music that plays, you really do only work for 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I have to talk about things. Like I said, I'd have to talk about things. I have no idea what I'm talking about in between Judas Priest and Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, we do play both of those, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be back next week.
So, with AEW coming up on the 24th,
yeah.
How many matches are there?
So, it's just going to depend. So,
okay.
We do the two. It'll be on TV. The Collision is the TBS show.
TNT
show.
Okay.
I tried to tell you I didn't know what I was doing, but nobody believed me.
We don't have our page notes
so
in front of
it'll
us.
It'll be on it's on 7 to 9 here because we're back an hour because you're not on regular time.
We're not?
No. Yeah, I'm on Eastern time.
Yeah,
you guys
I know.
You're on that other time. And then the further we go, the worse it gets.
I always thought Central was the ultimate time.
Yeah, no. That would be
okay.
Eastern. That would be Eastern. Thank you. Yeah, and then, but we'll do a couple matches before just to have the cameras rolling and make sure that the camera's working, that the feed's going to the TV station, because I'm pretty sure there's nothing worse than to have a live show with a lot of fuzz on it. So they kind of do like 3 or 4 matches before the main TV show. Then we'll do 2 hours. There's normally 6 matches, maybe promos and stuff in between for TV,
right.
And then a few matches after. So it's a full night of a lot of fun. Like I said to somebody earlier, you can watch wrestling on TV and watch documentaries, as you just told me just a minute ago.
Yes.
And kind of get the gist of what's happening. But to see an AEW show live is something totally different. Because you have a whole building full of, you know, 7, however many that building sits, you have 7 to 10,000 people losing their absolute mind.
Yeah.
So it's okay that, like, if I'm sitting there and I see the guy next to me, he goes, there's no way I can be this nuts. So I can go crazy too. And it's just, you just have to, a couple hours of just letting go and just acting like a complete and utter goof. Like I get to do every night.
So I did tell you I watched the Ric Flair documentary last night. And then you guys proceeded to tell me that you just signed him.
Well, Sting is having his last match in a couple weeks at Revolution, right? See, that's
it's,
why I have,
it's okay.
Yeah, no, that's why I have my main
you know
guy,
what,
Danny,
people,
behind me, so I can look back there when I say something.
They can also Google it.
Yeah,
or
he doesn't
Google,
slap
it's
me
amazing.
In the back of the head and go, no, do a nosedive on the table. But he came to kind of see him to the end. It's Sting's last match, so we did doing some stuff with Rick because he has some new energy drink out or something. I don't know if you can say that or not, but I'll do it anyway because I'm allowed to. But it's a historic moment. Like Sting is an icon. He's a, you know, just a great wrestling figure from a long time ago to right now. So it's just to kind of, you know, hey, been a great career, and why not have all your friends there? I mean, I work with my kids every day, so
yeah. 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 So. After watching that, it's just how much effort you put into wrestling and like the training and stuff that's involved. I mean, like we're talking hours amongst hours a day. Do you do that too?
I do. Oh. And I coach as
well. I hate exercise.
Yeah. I love it though. No, it's something if you want to be good at. Like wrestling is as much as everybody sees on TV and think that they can do that right up to the point they do that and then realize I can't do this is something different. Like and to be really good at this, your body has to do it automatically. And if you don't do something over and over and over and over, I tell kids this all the time because we have classes and schools and stuff.
Yeah.
You will literally do this 50 million times in a matter of 12 weeks because your body has to do it automatically because when you're doing things that we do, you don't have time to think. So, but if you're trained right and you're trained properly, these things will come to you automatically and your body will just automatically do these things. And that's what you have to get to and to be good at it. Yeah, I can teach anybody how to wrestle.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you're going to be good.
Right.
It just means you're doing moves for no reason at all, which gives people nothing to gravitate to or nothing to captivate. It's just like watching a movie. If you're not invested in who, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger getting beat up or whatever, and then he makes the big comeback, then why do I want to watch a movie? It's just,
Yeah, that's when you just sit on your phone the whole time.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with wrestling. If you're not involved or you're not emotionally attached to me in some form or fashion, then why do I care about you? Why do I care about what you do? So that's kind of what we do. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into this that people have no earthly idea. They just love watching it, but they don't realize how much work actually goes into it.
Right. So we have a third person in the studio. We have Magic Tyler.
We do. He just doesn't talk a lot. I don't know if that's just because of me.
So I asked Magic Tyler to come in because I, like I said, don't know anything about wrestling. And I was like, man, I'm not going to be able to ask any questions that are pertinent.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Am I using the right word?
Pertinent to this conversation.
But he's a big fan.
Yes.
And so do you have a question that is pertinent?
So I'm very familiar with your career.
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Fanboy
over here.
There's
one of us.
you've been doing this longer than I've been alive.
Yes, I have.
So you've been with AEW since its inception.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so what makes AEW so unique and special?
I think it's because of it's just a different alternative to everything that you get on TV. I think we have a wide variety of the product. We have, you know, because we're not just exclusively AEW. We work with other wrestling organizations as well, which in turn brings a variety of different wrestling styles. So I think that's what makes us unique. And we have some people that do some crazy things. It just appeals to your everyday. You know, if you go to McDonald's every day, Burger King ain't so bad every once in a while.
Right.
Right? So it's just a variety of the talent that we have, I believe.
How many organizations are there currently?
There's a bunch.
Oh.
I don't even know if I can name them. So you have Independence, you have New Japan, you have AEW, you have that other company, the WWE stuff, you have TNA, you have MLW, like AAA. There is a bunch.
Okay.
Right, but there's really only two main ones. Well, really only one main one.
Oh. All right. So we have time for one more question. Do you have a follow-up or?
So you are one-third of the AEW Trios champs.
I am one-third.
One-third with the Acclaimed.
Yes.
What's it been like working with a lot of these young talent like the Acclaimed and even also like your son?
My kids.
As well?
Yes, my kids, Colton and Austin. They're amazing. So are the Acclaimed. I'm 60, but they have like rejuvenated me. Because when I first started with AEW, I was just supposed to be a coach and a producer. And Tony asked me, hey, every now and then, just because I've been in the business so long, will you wrestle just as a, you know, novelty act? And I went, yeah, sure. And then it became, I wrestle all the time. Now I'm champ. So I don't know how that worked out, but somehow it did and I got there. But it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I can't think of any way that I'd rather end my career than being able to work alongside the Acclaimed and my kids. Because they all four of them, not saying that anybody else does it, but those four work so hard. They do. And my kids are so into this that they just literally, they're at school, when they're not on the road, they're at school training. Just like I said, it's just, it takes a while just to get to know who you are in the business, let alone do all these moves and try to make people interested in it. But yeah, I'm just having a blast. And right. I really wanted to retire.
I don't know if you say, you sound like you really want to retire there.
Well, I don't now because like I'm stress free, you know, for so yeah. long. Like I've said, I've been doing this for 35 years almost. So like a lot of when you're really in it, it's kind of very stressful because you're worried about you and who, and I've always pretty much been a tag guy and somebody else to worry about. And it's, you know, I know it's not my job, but I do it anyway. And then I worry about my kids, but I'm not worried about them because they're doing so good. And you just got to kind of sit back and cover my mouth like let them mess up and do whatever they got to do. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And yeah. Unfortunately, I told my wife the other day, I said, hey, what do you think about me retiring? She goes, yeah, all right. Yeah, okay, whatever.
So I keep calling it AEW, but you shortened it up to AW when you asked that question.
I may have just said it fast.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was just making sure like there wasn't, it wasn't like multiversal, like you could say it both ways.
No.
You can go both ways.
Yeah. I usually do, but hey, that's a conversation for another time.
Well, cool. All right. So it's coming to the Great Southern Bank Arena. It is going to be Saturday, February 24th. Tickets are, you can get the details under the events tab at Q1021.fm, or of course, you can go to Great Southern Bank Arena's website and grab yourself tickets. Yeah. So, what time does it start?
6 o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. That was
fun. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's all good.